tonight.
Well, kids, I'd like to just say, drive carefully. Take care. It was a great game, wasn't it? Yeah.
Is it 4 o'clock right now? What's going on?
No, it's not. It's about, give or take about 6:30. And we just got through with about 75 hours of basketball, straight basketball. And we were supposed to come on after the Ohio State-VCU game, which Ohio State did win in overtime.
I picked that one, by the way.
I did as well. And so, you and I... Actually, I think I'm a little ahead of you.
Are you?
At this point, yeah, I believe so.
I wish I could sign. I can never remember.
I got 4 points right now.
I can never remember what my sign-in is. How do you have 4 points with Iowa State? I called you right after that game was over. You didn't answer your phone, and I figured I was going to leave you a message saying, oh, I see how you play this ball game. Yeah. When your team loses, the team you take for a long way is they don't win, your hometown team.
I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad because I'm not Emilio Reyno.
Oh, God.
Who picked it to win? Oh, Iowa State, and they were a pretty good team. I mean, if you go all the way up and down through all the experts, including Brandon Lang, which we had speaking with us, he knows what he's doing, figuring the odds, expert gambler that he is. He said Iowa State would be in, I think, the Final Four, if not the championship game, but they are out. They're out of the tournament.
651-989-9105. If your bracket has been busted already, let us know. 651-989-9105. There are two teams, and I don't know about you, Superstar, but two teams for me that have screwed the pooch. Baylor.
Ooh.
Baylor losing to Georgia State, the 14 over the 3 upset. I had Baylor going to the Sweet 16, I believe. Yeah, the round of 16.
Wow.
Had them beating Xavier, who ended up winning. And the other one, SMU. My goodness, what happened to SMU? That game was rigged, by the way. Did you hear what happened at the end of that game? There was a goaltending, and the ball was like an air ball. It wasn't even going to go in anyway. SMU kind of went up to grab the ball. They called it goaltending. It just, I was throwing things at the radio. We work at the radio. I'm throwing things at myself. UCLA.
UCLA wins it. Number 11 seed, UCLA, taking out number six, SMU, yeah. Man, the ponies.
I had SMU going to the quarterfinals.
Well, I had...
The Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's where I had Iowa State. That's probably not going to work out very well for me right now.
No.
That's over with. Over and done. I'm looking pretty good in the Midwest. Butler called that one Notre Dame, rather. Got that one. Ohio State got that
one. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, who would have thought Iowa State's out? University of Alabama, Birmingham, right?
Yes.
Son of a... Fred Hoiberg, come on, dude. He went a lot further last year.
Oh, for sure. I already texted Emilio Reyno, our favorite from the Star Tribune, the beat writer for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and I said, it's a good thing, because I was trying to make a bet with her to maybe take her out to a dinner. Loser has to buy dinner, whatever the deal. You know, kind of sly work my way, single bachelor work my way back into the back door. And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend probably wouldn't like that very
much.
I said,
not, yeah.
She said, my boyfriend wouldn't like the fact that I'm going out having pastrami with a random guy. I'm like, I'm not a random. You know me. But yeah, so I rubbed it in. She said her bracket already is a dumpster fire. Mine at least isn't that bad.
She had Iowa State winning it.
Mine isn't that bad. Is yours that bad?
Well, the South doesn't look real good.
The South?
The South does not look real
well. Well, the Iowa thing. But other than the Iowa State thing, what else? I mean, you haven't screwed the pooch in any other place, have
SMU.
You?
SMU. I mean, shoot.
Well, you had SMU winning one game, but then losing to Iowa State right away. So we're pretty similar right there in that thing.
Yeah. But that's where I'm at. That's why.
Texas, too. Texas, that Texas-Butler game for a while there. I thought Texas was going to pull that out. I had Texas upsetting Butler.
I got Butler. Dave Osborne, I was looking up something. You and I are both involved in the Brad Johnson event that he has every year during the tournament. So he has a really nice tournament and a nice bracketology. And so I think there are about 30 NFL Viking alumni. And so I was kind of scanning up and down through there. Of course, Jeff Christie's smarter than all hell. Randall McDaniel, they probably called each other on the phone to help each other pick. Regardless, they're both sitting there with 6 points. I've got 4. Damn it.
Wish I could remember my password. There's all these brackets.
Yeah, you got to write them down.
You got to remember your password, your email, your member ID, all this stuff. I can't get into that Brad Johnson thing. It's upsetting.
Dave Osborne had Texas going all the way to the, I think, the championship game. Probably not a good idea. But you know what? I'm not ripping Amelia Reno for choosing Iowa State. They were a good team. They were a good team. I cannot believe they're out of it. Really can't. Some of the best people that I was looking at, reading, and I'd already had my brackets filled out and done. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys had Iowa State just, you know, ripping and snorting up through the South. It ain't going to happen. God. They can go home and reload the cannon for next year. Come on, Fred. Son of a bitch.
So in our 105theticket.com bracket, by the way, I am 54th. Where are you? Any idea? We have two out of 206 people. I'm 54th. I feel pretty good with the first couple of games going down.
Sound too bad.
Tomorrow, by the way, all the games starting at 11 a.m., same as today, 105 The Ticket and 105 The Ticket right here on the radio, 105.7, 105.1, 105.3. Tell all your friends and family if they're looking for the games on the radio. You can hear them all day today. Heck of a day listening to the radio. I mean, I got here normal time, like we're going to have a normal show, figuring we'd go on maybe just a little bit later. But that Ohio State VCU game got a little out of control there at the end, went into overtime. But
really,
it's
out of
so
control.
Much fun. God, in fact, I was going to talk about at
overtime.
Some point, who?
It was overtime. It was fun. It was a blast. I was just agreeing with you on that.
Top five best sports day of the year.
Easily.
This is one of them. I would
easily
say today and tomorrow tie. Because it's basically, I mean, there's so many games that they have to be spread out through 2 days. But the other top five, in my opinion, I'll go from one to five. Number one, Super Bowl Sunday.
Easily.
Is the best sports day of the year.
Absolutely. For me, it is.
Yeah.
For me, it is.
Number two, NFL Draft. I will sit in front of the draft. I know it starts Thursday night now, goes Friday night, then all day Saturday. And so I'll sit through all seven rounds.
A little bit, a little too much.
I will sit through all seven rounds.
Yeah, I mean, I have no trouble sitting through the draft. I love the draft. Love it.
NFL free agency. We were at Tom Reed's when that happened. The opening day. There were all sorts of news happening. It's just one of those days where I just want to sit at the TV or at my Twitter, or listening to the radio. Major League Baseball opening day. The Minnesota Twins. That's number four for me. Number five. The opening 2 days of NCAA March Madness and the New Year's Eve day bowl games. That's number six for me.
Love it.
Kentucky Derby. That may be a little surprise.
The Derby.
But I love horses. Love them. And I don't know how to bet them at all, but I love the stories.
Yeah,
and
people love it.
The stories of the 3 foot, 2 inch jockeys that are riding big baron or old beastie or whatever they call the horses these days and what they feed them and the backstories.
Yep.
And then the
kinda
race.
Kind of fun when they're.
The race, you know, is like five seconds long. But
horses that are named like Clean My Stall or Eat My Tail.
Sorry, I accidentally pooped over here.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite horses' names.
Clean This Poop Up.
Yeah.
But I love the now that the college football scene has been sort of cleaned up with a championship game. I like that. I like the college national championship game, and we can really say that now.
Yeah.
But this is as good as it gets. When the 64 takes off, I mean, there are a lot of people that get weeded out of the tournament in the brackets pretty quick.
Well, the CBS was saying, we're CBS Sports Radio, by the way, but the perfect bracket challenge or whatever, 97% of the brackets were busted as of the Iowa State game already this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Being the first game, basically, that the first big game that was on the radio, 97% gone. But we had a couple of guys that picked the team that beat
University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Yeah.
I mean, who would do that? Yeah. I mean, Iowa State was a pretty good team. I didn't think that Amelia really had a bad thing going there to win the whole thing, maybe. But I didn't think she had a bad idea with letting them advance as far as she, as a lot of people did, all the way down to the eight, and a lot of them down to the Final Four, Iowa State. But, yeah, they're gone. I can't believe it. I mean, the things that happened. And then you got Ohio State. Finding a way, ranked number 10th, over number seven,
VCU. Yep,
and they get it done.
The poor guy, Sam Ekstrom from Cold Omaha, we have him on the radio with us often. He had Iowa State, I think, going to the championship game.
And he did.
Against Wisconsin. He also had VCU going to the Elite Eight I think it was the Elite Eight or the Final Four. He was in here engineering the games most of the day, and I just kept coming in and going,
well.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, it's too bad. I mean, he does know how to pick the games. And Sam is, that's I'm glad it's him.
And not
better
me.
Him than me.
Or you, yeah.
I don't know where to find, you know, this is kind of, I'm trying to find where I'm ranked on 105 The Ticket.
Well, you're going to have to scroll down a long ways because you're not good.
What are you talking about anyway? What are you, 54?
I'm 54th. Just check near the 200s or the 180s.
Why don't you let me just worry about that, and you just do something else over there.
What do you want me to do over here?
Not anything you want to. I don't care.
So I'm leading the staff standings, by the way.
You what?
I'm leading the staff standings.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah, I really am.
How could you?
Well, what's your name, by the way?
Well, Superstar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The boss is pretty good. He's ranked number one. My God. Our boss?
Why did you just now say
ranked
that?
Ranked number one. Total score of six correct already. Who is that guy? No wonder why he's the boss. That son of a gun. We've got to somehow booby trap his office or something.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired.
Jim Rich is ranked 13th. He has five correct.
That's
crushing you.
It's fixed. I'm going to find out where this is. Oh, here it is. Okay, hold on, kids. We'll
Pete
find
Wagner's
out where
number 13.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking
Pete
about.
Pete Wagner's
Tell
a
me
good
Pete
guy.
Wagner knows what's going on.
Pete Wagner.
I don't want to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm crushing you, by the way.
No, you're
Bench
not.
Bench warmer Jill, who we were just talking to in the hall, she does the show Sunday mornings with Dave Schwartz from Care 11.
Yes.
She tied with me, and she was picking the teams by their uniforms, the prettiest uniforms.
Who was it that said, I think it was Brandon Lang.
Mm, yeah.
He was telling us, it's usually the gal, like the soccer mom, mm-hmm. or the little gal down the street who, you know, just walks the dog and goes to church on Sundays. They're the ones that win these brackets.
I'm looking here.
Because they pick uniforms. Because they pick favorite uniforms. That's why.
I find it interesting why you were looking for your name in the leaderboard, and then you said, oh, there it is, and then you didn't tell me where you were. Oh, here you are. We're tied. Tied right now. A lot of people are tied with about 4 points.
I told you.
4 or 3 points, but then you're going to be screwed because you had Iowa State going a long ways.
I'm dead meat on that one.
I love it.
Just wait, though. Well, wait. Now, wait. Didn't you have... you didn't have Texas going very far, though.
No, I just had Texas winning that first game.
Yeah, I got Butler in that one.
what do you mean? But I mean, okay, well then Ohio or Iowa State.
Okay, well, we'll see how this turns out. We'll see how it turns out. I mean,
give me a lot of smack talking.
Do whatever you want to do. Talk all you want to talk. I'm going to beat you. I don't care. We can put money on it, too. I don't care. I really don't care. I got a hunch I can beat you in this thing. I don't care what bracket you want to go with. I'm in three. Are you on Bleacher Report or not?
No.
Did you enter a different bracket anywhere than like the one at 105?
105, but Brad Johnson.
Picks?
No. Same bracket.
Okay. So I did the exact same thing.
We're on the two. We're on 105 together. We're on with Brad Johnson, and then you fill out a Bleacher Report one. Then I filled one out at my favorite place, remember Stout's.
Right.
Bar and Grill or whatever it's called. I'm not even sure. You get food there. You can drink beers. You can hit on ladies. That's what I've been doing lately. Snelling and Larpender.
And what? How many people do you think are involved in that bracket? 750,000
people? At Stouts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably quite a few.
Probably 20, 30, 40, 50, something like that.
Well, we got to go. We're done. Okay, take care, everyone. Good night,
no,
and God
yet.
Bless. And
No. We're not gone yet. You got to come back and talk about the Minnesota Vikings here real quick and recap free agency.
It's the Wild tonight.
And the Wild, too. We got to talk about a lot of things. We only have till 7 o'clock. What happened? No, but the Vikings have another free agent visit.
Yes.
He has left. They're in contract negotiations with another free agent. Not close to a deal, but they're talking money.
Yep.
The Minnesota Wild are at home tonight against Alex Ovechkin, who Mike Yo calls Ovi.
Ovi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
They've been playing better on the road. They've won 8 straight of franchise best, 8 straight on the road. They've lost 2 out of 3 back home in St. Paul. It's going to be a heck of a game
we'll
tonight. And just game 4 of the 5-game stretch that we've been talking about, that really is the nitty-gritty, the down and dirty here for the Minnesota Wild.
We can talk about it. The next couple of games, I think, are going to define us.
Timberwolves, too, tonight. Not that we want to talk about
them. Yeah, no Rubio, though.
Kevin Martin played power forward last night. That's how down and dirty they are. They're going to be playing without 8 players tonight. 8 of their normal players are sitting out tonight. That's how bad it is. But they're playing the worst team in the NBA. They're almost tied with the New York Knicks. They're basically tied for the worst in the NBA.
Well,
so it's...
be a nice little scrimmage. We're going to find out what kind of chemistry you got with the younger guys.
It's a game I'm not interested in whatsoever. I'll be watching NCAA, but most specifically the Minnesota Wild.
So we have all of that. And we probably are going to have to do something with the sillier side of sports. And we're probably going to have to do something with a true superstar. All of that.
Oh,
next.
God.
Right? You just now, within the last day or so that I know of for sure, just filled out these brackets.
Yeah.
And you've already forgotten your password.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I cannot get
into hit around the head too often.
I can't get into the Brad Johnson, former Minnesota Vikings bracket that they invited us to be part of. I cannot get in there.
I saw your name and everything in there. I saw you had like 2-3 wins after the first 3 or 4 games. Yeah. So you're in there.
The only thing that I really, honest to God, care about is beating Bob Sansevier because he gets so fired up all the time. And right now we're currently tied. It's only the first round and only the first day, obviously. We're tied as we speak. At this moment, there are games going on the rest of the evening, obviously. But I have to beat him. You, on the other hand, I mean, we have a friendly camaraderie, whereas Bob Sansevier just gets so irate if he loses to me. And I love to see him get fired up. It's hilarious.
I do, too. It's a...
funny.
It's a sight. And here's the thing that I'm pissed off about. I mean, I'm not kidding on this one. If that stupid-ass Jeff Christie beats me, or I'm not even going to call him that, but Randall McDaniel, there's gonna be some pranking going on.
Wow.
There's gonna be some pranking, and the last time I pulled a prank on Jeff Christie, he played in my golf tournament, flew all the way up from Tampa Bay to play in a golf tournament in the off season, left his bag because he had to run back to the airport. He said, "So send my bag back to me." Well, okay, that's no problem at all. I look through his bag, I find his golf glove. I put a dead mouse in it from my garage. I put it back in his bag, and I'm sure that when he put his hand in the glove, he got to grab the dead mouse.
Oh, no.
That's what I think of Jeff Christie, so I'm always pulling
pranks. You're a jackass. Minnesota Vikings today, by the way, have signed running back, X-Packer running back, DeJuan Harris. Is that how you pronounce it? DeJuan Harris?
I don't know. I honestly don't think I've ever seen him play.
As of yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings obviously told Adrian Peterson and his agent Ben Dogra they will not be cutting him.
Right.
And then Ben Dogra goes to the media and says, we just heard from the Minnesota Vikings they will not be cutting Adrian Peterson. He probably said that to garner more trade interest if that's the case.
I'm sure.
I still am firmly believe that Adrian Peterson will be on the Minnesota Vikings this year. Taylor Mays, the safety that was visiting Winter Park yesterday and today, has left Winter Park without a contract announced. He was a safety, played under Mike Zimmer at the Cincinnati Bengals. He's a 5-year veteran.
He hits the fairways 67% of the time.
What? Taylor Mays. I guess what you said.
Okay.
Bastard. The Minnesota Vikings and cornerback Terrence Newman are talking a deal, but it's not close yet. FYI, the 36-year-old cornerback also played for Mike Zimmer in the Cincinnati Bengals. He took a visit to the Vikings this week. He also played for Mike Zimmer in Dallas and Cincinnati.
Wow.
And then he also took a free agent visit as well to the New England Patriots.
Well, Zimmer does that from time to time. He brought in, what was his name, Crockett?
Yeah, Chris Crockett. Crocker, not Betty Crockett. Chris Crocker.
You mean Betty Crocker?
Chris Crocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't work out. I mean, he got released before camp, but he will bring some guys in and give them another chance to play for him for one more year. So I'm not surprised that this is happening. Terrence Newman, pretty good player in his day, no question, 2-time Pro Bowler. He can come in here and school up Trey Waynes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
He can come in here and help him in the film room.
Yes. And then Greg Hardy signed a $13.1 million contract with the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. We had a guy from Dallas, WFAA, the TV station in Dallas, had a 3.5-minute rant about how the Cowboys are supporters of spousal abuse.
Okay, well.
It was interesting. If we have more time, we'll have to play it another day. Really interesting.
How is there? Well, I mean, I know it's a featured position on the football field. I know the defensive end and a big-time pass rusher is going to garner that much attention and have that kind of leverage to make that kind of money. But doggone it, you had the league-leading rusher, and you let that get away, and you sign another one for $13 million.
Because running backs are a dime a dozen.
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right. So, is Adrian part of that dozen?
No, of course not.
He's part of
the Baker's dozen. He'd be the 13th.
He'd be the 13th guy.
Are you kidding me? It's time. The show's over.
Well, be good. Nice knowing
y'all.
Take care. Drive carefully, everyone. Take your vitamins tonight. Say your prayers.
Check your brackets, 105theticket.com. I hope to crush you. Looks like I'm getting crushed, though, to be honest.
You're already out.
No, stop it. 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, wall-to-wall coverage right here, NCAA tournament second round, right here on Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket. 11 a.m. starts all over again tomorrow, and then 5 p.m., the college women's hockey number one Gophers taking on number 4 Wisconsin, the NCAA Frozen Four semifinals.
Look out.
So,
look out.
We're crazy.
The Wild tonight against the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Look out.
Ovechkin, take us home.
Here we go. We have a true superstar for you all. Army Sergeant Diego A. Solorzano. Solorzano is my true superstar. 24 years of age from Huntington Park, California, assigned to the 1st Battalion, 506th Infantry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, died October 29 in Landstuhl, Germany, of wounds suffered when insurgents attacked his unit on October 27th with small arms fire. And his name is hard, but I'm going to give it a shot. Army Sergeant Diego A. Solorzano Valdenovos. And that's the hardest one I think I've ever had. But he deserves it. And he's my true superstar. Remember him in your hearts and prayers.